Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great day for our economy. It's been a long time since we've had great economic days. This is clearly a problem for the country. And what's amazing is how little people have any confidence at all in the way the country is being led. The Drudge headlines: wholesale inflation 10.8%. Market rout evokes memories of Lehman. Property values falling across USA, Europe. Real estate firms announce layoffs. Goodbye Dow 30,000. The Dow again down about 200. It had been up a little bit at the beginning of the session today. But this is a problematic outlook. Wall Street Journal headlines: higher unemployment rate looms as the Fed fights inflation. UK economy shrinks for second month as outlook dims. Economy week ahead, Fed, other central banks in focus. Sizzling prices complicate Fed's inflation fighting strategy. And then from CNBC, and it's being reported everywhere, the Fed is likely to boost interest rates by 0.75 point this week. Now, with all of this going on, what's amazing to me is how much people, politicians, particularly Democratic politicians, seem to be trying to change the subject. We'll be talking to Doug Schoen, who has been a political advisor, pollster, analyst for both major parties, candidates for independent, who were Democrats, who were Republicans. He was actually an advisor to the Clintons when they were in power. But he says that the Democratic attempt to change the subject and to talk about issues that they hope will mobilize their bases, issues like firearms and gun control, issues like abortion with the looming overturning of Roe v. Wade coming along, Democrats feel they can go ahead and mobilize their base. He says no, they are looking to a historic wipeout, and it could be a wipeout that is more one-sided even than 1994, where the Democrats lost 55 seats in the House, or even worse than 2010, where they lost 63 seats in the House. This is getting very, very serious, and yet it doesn't signify that on some of the subsidiary issues that that, according to the polls at least, that people necessarily agree with Republicans. But today, on a primary day, there's a fascinating piece about Nevada. Nevada has been a swing state. It went for Hillary in 2016 and then went for Biden last time. But this time, people are looking at the possibility of all of the congressional seats, all three in Nevada, going from Democrat to Republican. That would be part of this sweep. What is the primary hold in store? It's colorful. It's Nevada, after all. It's Las Vegas. We will get to that. We will also, you have to try to see if the president is addressing this economic issue with anything like a hopeful attitude, given the fact that, according to most polling, below one-third of Americans approve of the job he's doing with the economy. No wonder he sounded pretty angry. He spoke to the AFL-CIO, the big labor union, this morning, and here's what the President of the United States sounded like. Clip 16.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water. This is America. We can do any damn thing we put our minds to. And guess what? We're not going back to the false promises of the trickle-down economics. We're going forward. We're going forward.
Okay, and then a very angry Biden talking about lies, and lies not about the election of 2020, not lies about what the committee, the January 6th committee has been focused on. He claims there are lies about the economy. This is clip 20.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. And because of the fact this year, we're delivering the biggest drop in deficit in the history of the United States of America.
Okay, he's difficult to understand. He was saying we're going to have the biggest drop in deficit in the United States of America. People care about the price of milk. They care about the price of gas. Basically, to promise a drop in the deficit, well, maybe that's something. But then there's this. This is an ABC report. Again, this is not conservative media. It's ABC on surging gas prices and consumer goods. Clip 11.
Out the price behind me, $6.49 a gallon, and that is for regular gasoline. And a lot of places are seeing the prices even higher, according to AAA. Gas is nearly $2 more per gallon than it was this time last year. That means, on average, people are spending $160 more per month just to fill up. Even gas station owners are fed up. This one in Minnesota putting up a sign saying, quote, "We hate our gas prices too, Michael."
Yeah, funny sign, but these gas prices aren't funny, Eva. But it's not just gas that's costing us more.
That's exactly right. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices are up across the board. Rent has jumped more than 26% from last year. Food prices are up. We're not just talking about eating out. We are talking about going to the grocery store and eating at home. That is up almost 12%. That's the biggest increase since 1979. Protein really seeing a spike. Eggs up more than 32%. Meats, poultry, fish up more than 14%. And in all, it is costing $341 more per month for you to buy the same things you were buying last year, Michael.
Oh, that is a strain on everyone.
Okay, the reason the president isn't talking about this is he has no idea what to do. There was a suggestion today by conservative columnist for the New York Times, Bret Stephens, who said that what the president really needs to do is fire Janet Yellen and replace her with Larry Summers, who was associated with Prosperity. He was Secretary of the Treasury in the Clinton years. He was also president of Harvard. He is a great favorite of a lot of Democratic moderates. And would that make the economy turn around? I mean, It's very, very bleak right now. According to Doug Schoen, who we're going to have on the show in a little while, the most recent polling on this is appalling. Biden's approval rating on the handling of the economy reached the lowest level of his presidency. Only 28% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy, including just 21% of independents. And 20% of Hispanics. Hispanics look like they are, as a group, actually going to vote with a majority for Republicans, if this polling is accurate. What could the president do, and what should the Republicans offer to do? Or just basically stand back, say, we're not Biden, and therefore vote for us. We'll be talking about themes for Republicans as we get past this primary and get into the election season itself. 1-800-955-1776. What should the Republicans emphasize in contrast to Joe Biden's sliding economy? We'll get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, Americans are paying more for just about everything. And Americans are feeling it. So what what specifically is the answer? And again, it is inevitable. It's not unfair. It may be a little bit irrational, but it is not unfair at all to blame some of the economic suffering and discomfort that people are going through on Joe Biden. And one of the things that he is learning not to do, or is supposed to be learning not to do, is to turn around and blame the economy on other people. What he is trying to say is that we're going to fix this, we're going to turn this around, except here's the problem, that generally when you look at the prediction now that the Fed is going to raise interest rates by 0.75%, which is a lot. You feel that if you've borrowed a lot of money, and you have a variable rate mortgage, for instance, and if that mortgage goes up and you feel things, then the fact that Joe Biden is trying to say, well, we're reducing the deficit and tax revenues are coming in and unemployment is like at all-time lows. First of all, that probably won't stay that way, because if we get this sharp increase in interest rates, the chances of a recession, and a recession usually brings with it a rise in unemployment. Can you imagine with Joe Biden facing the kind of unpopularity that he is right now, what things would be like if the economy really turns to the negative, to negative growth, to higher unemployment, combined with this nearly 10% inflation? It's extraordinary. This is a CNN reporting on Americans paying more for just about everything. This is clip 18.
High. Across the board, you're paying way more for just about everything. Haircuts, car parts, chicken. Right now, that costs 17% more than last year. Americans are feeling the pinch, and investors on edge.
And investors on edge indeed, with the possibility, as we saw in one of those headlines, of the Dow even falling below that 30,000 mark, which had been very encouraging, sustaining to people, and to over the weekend, Joe Biden made an assurance to people about the economy and about inflation, which I don't think most Americans will accept. This is clip 15, President of the United States.
I understand inflation is a real challenge to American families. Today's inflation report confirmed what Americans already know. Putin's price hike is hitting America hard. Gas prices at the pump. Energy and food prices account for half of the monthly price increases since May. Inflation outside of energy and food, what the economists call core inflation, moderated the last 2 months. Not enough, but it moderated. It's come down. And we needed to come down much more quickly. My administration is going to continue everything we can to lower the prices to the American people, and the Congress has to act, and they have been of late.
Okay, the Congress just did act. They passed a bill today over at the House, a bill that would provide security protections to family members of Supreme Court justices, sending the measure to President Biden's desk for final approval. About time. I mean, it is appropriate to respond to that horrible threat to Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh of the Supreme Court. The legislation, dubbed the Supreme Court Police Parity Act, cleared the House in a 396-27 vote, with only Democrats objecting to the measure. Why would they object to it? And it's because there are some Democrats who think that since the Supreme Court has 6 Republican appointees out of the 9 justices, that they somehow don't deserve protection. A passage in the lower chamber in the House comes more than a month after the Senate approved the bill by unanimous consent, meaning all 100 lawmakers signed off on the measure, allowing it to clear without having to go through a formal vote. The bill offers around-the-clock security protection to family members of Supreme Court justices and any officer of the bench if the court marshal deems it necessary. Protections similar to those received by some executive and congressional officials. Supreme Court justices themselves already have federal protection. This extends it to family members and to associates on the court. By the way, no one should protect. They should protect against violence, certainly, but they shouldn't be protected against arrest, whoever the leaker is. And this is another item for Democrats to dread. It almost surely, as almost everyone has said, taking a look at the Supreme Court and the way it operates, that whoever leaked that decision in advance, that crucial decision on Roe v. Wade, on the Dobbs case, that individual is almost surely a clerk or an associate of one of the three liberal justices, Breyer, or Sotomayor, or Kagan, and because Ketanji Brown Jackson hasn't taken her place yet, it's still Stephen Breyer. When that individual is pointed out, it will be, again, a completely unjustified and unjustifiable if the Democrats try to defend that individual against very severe consequences. So what are the consequences of all of the economic pressure? What can the Republicans say about it? There's a big conference coming up this weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. It is from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Dr. Ralph Reed, who is the founder and the leader of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, is going to be joining us to talk about, okay, we're getting down through the primaries, so it's going to be less about personalities, more about direction, more about issues. And what can the Republicans say to inspire the kind of meaningful mandate, not just a political victory, but a mandate in November? Because after that comes the real challenge of trying to work with President Biden, and who, by the way, got a key endorsement for his reelection campaign today. No, he really did. We'll tell you about that, too, coming up. But we'll talk to Dr. Reed. Donald Trump is going to be speaking at this gathering together with Ted Cruz and Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis and a lot of other potential presidential candidates. What does it all mean? We'll find out with Ralph Reed coming up. We'll also be talking about the right way to address the economy for conservative progress. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Biden will be traveling to Germany and Spain later this month to attend the Group of Seven meeting and the NATO summit in Madrid. And there's more travel scheduled for next month.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A spokesperson said the administration had considered adding the Middle East visit to the president's trip to Europe this month, but concluded it's best to do a standalone trip to the region. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of Monday's appearance before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, citing a family emergency. The committee was told on Monday morning that Stepien's wife was in labor. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend Dr. Ralph Reed, who is the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is hosting its annual Road to Majority conference this year in Nashville, Tennessee. President Trump is going to be there. I think he is the keynote speaker. So is Ron DeSantis. So are prominent leaders of every field and of every orientation in the Republican Party. And it is always a very energetic, wonderful, energizing get-together. And I wish I could be there. I do. But Ralph, with the economy so miserable right now and causing so much pain for so many Americans, are you doing anything to make sure that there is a focus on economic issues?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Michael. I don't think we have to make sure of it. I think when you have the highest inflation in four decades, the highest gas prices in recorded economic history, when you have the stock market imploding, trillions of dollars of wealth going up in smoke, and the Federal Reserve, after candidly being in denial and having their head in the sand for reasons that are entirely unclear to me. I mean, let me interject here, by the way, parenthetically, that the Federal Reserve was projecting as recently as the beginning of this year That was only 5 months ago, that inflation this year would be 2%. They're now projecting just 5 or 6 months later that it won't reach 2% again until 2025. Now, if you were that off in forecasting, this is a central bank. It's the leading central bank in the world. The only thing you're supposed to do is to track M1 and M2, which are measures of the money supply, which, by the way, grew by 25% in roughly the last 18 to 24 months. So this is an economic catastrophe, and it will be addressed. I'm going to be interviewing some of the Senate candidates. Herschel Walker, running in Georgia, will be there. Ted Budd, running in North Carolina. We may be announcing others shortly. And I can tell you it's in the questions I'm going to be asking. And by the way, Michael, I'm sure you feel the same way that I do, but my reading of the Bible, my reading of the Word of God, is that God's Word speaks to every area of life. As social conservatives, as born-again believers, as people of Orthodox faith, whether Christian or Jewish, we understand that the full counsel of God addresses every area of life. You know, there are many verses in the Old and New Testament that involve principles of money management and financial planning, not just by individuals and families and businesses, but frankly by societies. And so we believe very strongly that there are biblical principles related to all this, and yes, they're going to be addressed throughout the conference. And I think this economic catastrophe, this reverse Midas touch of the Biden administration, is going to lead to a thumping at the polls in November.
Well, that's what all the polls seem to be saying. The question that I would ask is that everybody remembers that other turning point election in 1994 when Newt Gingrich, and I know he's going to be speaking there at a Road to the Majority conference coming up, but Newt had devised a program that people got behind. It was the Contract with America. And that gave the Republicans a great advantage when they did take over the Congress. That was the first time they'd taken over both houses in 40 years. And they had 10 points that they had committed to follow. Do you think it's advisable that, aside from offering an alternative to catastrophic circumstances on the economy under Biden, aside from offering an alternative to offer a positive agenda that could actually change things?
I absolutely do. I mean, I was intimately involved in the contract. You probably remember that Newt, I don't want to say he delegated it, but the main point person in putting that together and consulting with, you know, all the various outside groups, the various think tanks, the economists and others, was Dick Armey, who after we took the majority became majority leader. And I worked with Dick and his staff, and it was as a result of our contributions and lobbying that the $500 per child tax credit was included in the contract. That was the largest tax cut directed at middle-class families with children in the post-World War II period. It has subsequently been doubled twice to $1,000 under George W. Bush and then $2,000 under Donald Trump, and it has lifted approximately 11 million people out of poverty, two-thirds of which are children. And so I'm very familiar with the contract. I think we need, I don't know whether you call it a contract or not, but I think you have to have an agenda. The other thing that I remember about that election, I was then at the Christian Coalition, you may remember, Michael, is meaning 1994, is we also unveiled in May or June of 1995 the contract with the American family. You may remember that the requirement of the contract with America was that every single member of Congress who was a Republican had to sign on to it, and all the candidates signed on to it, so it had to be unanimous. Now, at that time, there were probably 25, 30, roughly, pro-choice members of the House Republican Caucus. And so we couldn't really have a life issue in the contract. And Newt and I talked about it. I understood it. But I said, as soon as you get done with that, we want to roll out a pro-life, pro-family contract. And we got to vote on every one of those items. And by the way, one of those was the partial birth abortion ban, which we passed. Clinton vetoed, and it was ultimately signed into law by George W. Bush. So I think elections are about the future. They're not about the past. It's not just about cursing the darkness. You gotta light a candle. And I think you have to say what you're for and not just what you're against. I'm very strongly in favor of that. I believe it's the main reason why people vote.
I think that's absolutely right. What I'm most interested in, Ralph, and maybe we can talk about that when we come back, is what kinds of issues, specific issues, can unite Republicans, bring people together with an enthusiasm rather than creating fissures within the party, which could undermine the scope of the what looks to be a potentially sweeping victory. We're speaking to Dr. Ralph Reed. He is a founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. We'll post information about the Road to Majority conference and what do we expect to hear about the Republican future. The Democrats now want to turn attention away from the economy. They want to focus on social issues like abortion, because abortion can't escape it. If the Supreme Court does fulfill a long-standing conservative dream, overturn Roe v. Wade, that doesn't end the issue. It sends the issue back to the states. What happens there? And then we'll talk about that and much more with Dr. Ralph Reed coming up on The MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. President Trump is going to be one of the speakers at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which is holding its big annual Road to Majority conference. And this year it really could be a road to a majority in both the House and Senate. And Ralph, there's so many people, and you hear this a lot, people really do want something fresh, something new, something maybe a little inspiring and unifying in both parties, because both parties have aspects that seem tired. When you look around the country, and you do this as well as anybody, do you see any potential new faces, winners for the Republican side, who could bring a little bit of new energy to the party?
Well, I think a lot of the folks who are out there running for House and Senate in and frankly governor in 2022, I think a lot of them are going to win, and I think you're going to see the biggest wave of new fresh faces that we've seen in the party in a long time. I'm very excited about Herschel Walker in Georgia. I'm excited about Ted Budd in North Carolina. Not as new a face, but I think Ron DeSantis is as talented and capable a governor as I've seen in my career. I would put Glenn Youngkin in that list. I'm very high on Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, who just signed a very strong pro-life bill in that state. Keep your eye on him. There's a couple of really good Senate candidates running in that open Oklahoma seat with Jim Inhofe retiring. You know, they're just terrific candidates, many minority candidates that are out there.
Yeah, I was reading about Mayra Flores, who's on the ballot today. They're having a special election in the Rio Grande Valley. And
right.
She's Latina, she's charismatic, she's very conservative, and she's favored to win a seat that's been Democratic forever.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen in a lot of places. I'm very high on freshman Congresswoman Maria Salazar from Dade County, from Miami. And I think Winsome Sears is a star, the lieutenant governor in Virginia. Mark,
I know,
Robinson,
she's speaking at the conference, yep.
She's speaking. The African-American lieutenant governor of North Carolina, also speaking. I think likely to be the next governor of North Carolina. I think the first African-American elected governor of North Carolina, maybe ever, certainly since Reconstruction. And I could just go on and on. And let me, if I can, Michael, tell you what I think is the most underreported story in American politics today. It is the extent to which conservatism and relatedly the pro-family and pro-life movement are becoming a multi-ethnic, racially diverse phenomenon. Today, the generic ballot, congressional ballot among Hispanic Americans is tied 37-37. And we believe we're on track. I'm not saying it will happen, but we, if the election were held today, we would win 15-20% of the African American vote in many battleground states. And so things are changing. We're fielding a more diverse stable of candidates. People like Michelle Steele and Young Kim in California, two star women Asian candidates, both of whom won in 20, and will be reelected in 22. And we just keep churning out more women candidates, more candidates of color, more from the minority community. We're going to have 1,000 Hispanic pastors at Road to Majority. 1,000.
Wait. 1,000 Hispanic pastors alone, and that's in addition to all of the black pastors I know you'll have there and white pastors you'll have there?
Yes.
How many people are you expecting altogether?
We think it's going to be somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 before it's all said and done, probably closer to 4,000. And last year, let me tell you a funny story. You'll get a kick out of this. Last year, a reporter from a major liberal newspaper, I'm not going to out the guy, but it was the Washington Post, called me on my cell phone and he said, "Ralph, I've never seen a conference like this in my life, like Road to Majority." I said, "I've never seen this many activists of color at a conservative conference, and I've never been at a conference that was center-right where you were as likely to hear Spanish spoken in the halls as English." And I told him a little bit about our strategy of going into Hispanic churches and black churches and Asian churches and building a movement that reached every single brother and sister in Christ, regardless of racial barriers and racial walls that have existed in the past. I put him on the phone with our Hispanic organizers. Michael, that story never ran. You know why? Because they want to portray us as racist. They want to portray us as white supremacists. They want to portray us as Christian nationalists. And it's not only a lie, Michael, it's a slur. And they know it isn't true, and they won't report on the facts.
And what about the ongoing fight, which is going to be a state-by-state fight? Are there certain states that you're particularly concerned about with the Roe v. Wade being overturned? There are going to be big battlegrounds in terms of the pro-life cause.
Yeah, I tend to think that in most places that at least initially, not a whole lot is going to change, by which I mean states like Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Georgia, and many other states that have passed pro-life laws. Those laws will be the law of that state. Places that are deep blue, like New York, Illinois, California, they're going to go in the other direction. And the states that are most likely to move in a pro-life direction, should we get the decision we hope we're going to get in Dobbs, and I should quickly add, we do not know what we're going to get in Dobbs. This is not my first rodeo. Leaked opinions are not a majority opinion. This is an early draft. We don't know what we're going to get. But whether it's Dobbs or a later decision that revisits or revises Roe v. Wade, the places that will change most dramatically on a delayed basis will be in the upper Midwest. Places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And the reason why is because even though we have pro-life legislators there that are Republican controlled, for the moment we have Democratic governors that will veto anything we try to pass. So we'll have to see what happens in 22. If those governorships go Republican, as they could, then we'll have pro-life laws that are pretty strong passed in those states. But it'll be a long process. It'll be a marathon, not a sprint. And it's going to open up, Michael, another multi-decade struggle to protect the innocent unborn.
And I know you mentioned Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. I know those are both states with very strong pro-life movements and a lot of pro-life voters. A lot of former pro-life Democrats, but that's not allowed anymore, is it?
No, you look at somebody like Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania. His father and initially he were some of the leading pro-life Democrats in the country. He just voted for the most extreme pro-abortion legislation that's ever been voted on the floor of the Senate that would basically impose abortion on demand on all 50 states, would outlaw the Hyde Amendment that prohibits taxpayer funding of elective abortions under the Medicaid program. And there's never been anything like that voted on the Senate, and he voted for it. And, you know, most of the pro-life Democrats in the House were wiped out in 2010 after they all voted for Obamacare and those pro-abortion provisions. So there's only one pro-life Democrat, even nominally, left in the House of Representatives.
Well, that's a lonely distinction. Ralph Reed, positive distinctions all over the place, former chair of the Georgia Republican Party and the founder and president of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Godspeed to you with a great conference coming up in this greatest nation on.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.